Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Doing well. A big game this week.
Hey, I heard a rumor it's a big game this week, and everybody's talking about Jordy Nelson and his ribs. Have you ever broken your ribs in your playing days?
No, I don't think so. But it's very painful. As we know, it's every time you move, every time you cough, it's something that takes a while to get over.
Realistically, let me say maybe we won't see him this weekend, but you're in a much better position now than when you were last year when he was out, right? I mean, overall, offense is clicking so well right now.
Definitely. We're playing very well on offense. Really playing very well on all three phases, and that's what we're going to need Sunday in Dallas. But, yes, it's playoff time, so it's unfortunate that we don't have Jordy because he's such a big part of what we're doing. But he'll be there and, helping the other guys, and there'll be more opportunities for our other perimeter players.
But seriously, Coach, how do you do this? Because I'm waking up in the middle of the night just stressed out, and this really doesn't even affect me. So, is it stay away from Dad this week and, let him focus? Or, how do you deal with it every day?
Well, just stay focused on the controllables. Control the controllables, I think, is what you have to do. And it's really the game of football. I mean, it's the ultimate team game. It's 11-on-11. Obviously, one player is such as Jordy gives you a different direction you can go in. But you just have to do other things, and more important, it's other opportunities for our other guys. And we have great confidence that these guys will step up.
When it comes to playing anybody, Coach, any time of the year, any opponent, it doesn't really matter, records and all that stuff. It really is about the matchups, as you talk about. So, what do you like about this weekend, your 11 going up against their 11?
Well, I just like the way we're playing. I think we've hit our stride. We're playing team football. Every team has an identity. Everybody has a play style that they want to play to. But we're hitting the targets that we've established back in training camp of how we feel we should play with this particular team. So, and that's been evident the last 7 weeks. If we continue down that path, we'll win Sunday. I'm fully confident in that.
How do you like being able to play indoors this weekend?
If you're going to go on the road, indoors is fine. It's loud, but it's always great playing at home. I think our record in December speaks for itself. But yes, it's a great atmosphere. It'll be neat to pull in that building. We obviously have good memories of last two times we were down there, but it's really about the surface and just handling the crowd noise. It's going to be loud, as we know, but it's a big stadium, so the noise isn't really right on top of you. So, but I would expect it to be 95 plus. I'm sure this will probably be the loudest it's ever been, but this is going to be a fun environment to compete in.
Don't you find yourself always wanting to look up at that scoreboard because it is so massive? And it's like sitting and watching TV in your living room. The thing is so huge.
Yes, it is. It's bigger than you think it is.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And
he hears that a lot.
Who, Murph?
Yeah, that's right, Coach.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, speaking of...
I think there's smaller scoreboards in the end zone.
Speaking of big...
He hears that a lot, too.
All right, enough. Let's get back on track here with the coach. Speaking of big performances, Jake Ryan and Micah Hyde in particular had very nice games for you last weekend, didn't they?
Definitely. They're part of the WIX alumni.
Yep, so part of our crew. Yep.
That's important to make sure we acknowledge that every time we're on the radio.
Absolutely.
No, those guys are awesome. They're playing very well. Mike is, it's good that he's healthy again now. You can just really see that just the way he's flying around and moving. He's doing an excellent job on punt returns also.
So the key, though, probably to shutting Dallas down is really controlling Ezekiel Elliott. He's a handful, isn't he?
Definitely. I mean, he's an excellent runner, and their offensive line is outstanding too. So this is going to be a big matchup. I mean, it's we had a chance to compete against these guys, early in the season, and we need to do a better job than we did the first time, and we understand that. We just can't give him that long run. That's really what got us in trouble last time. He was able to get out the gate, I think, three times on us.
Well, you know, if you get this win, you will become what the all-time winningest playoff coach.
I don't want to jinx it.
Packers
Murph.
History.
I didn't want to bring
okay,
it up.
Okay, then let's not talk about it. This is a team game.
All right, but I'm just saying.
You have a great team win.
Yeah.
We address it after the fact, and then he can pretend like, "Oh, I didn't know that."
Really?
Is that what they're saying?
I wasn't even paying attention. No kidding.
Oh, I didn't. I'm listening to the radio for you. Behave like it.
Listen, it's going to be huge. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we look forward to talking about it Monday morning with Wayne. But get us a win Sunday, and we shall chat with you soon, my friend.
All right, you bet. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, sir.
Take care. Thank you.